check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria, Mbombela, Polokwane en Rustenburg vandag 21 grade. Die minister van Finansies, Edo Gondwana, het die wetsontwerp op tariewe en monetaire bedrag en wysiging van die inkomstewet amptelik in die staatskoerant gepubliseer. Die wetgewing wat die BTW verhoging van 0,5 persentasiepunte wat in die maartbegroting aangekondig is omkeer, moet steeds in die parlement oorweeg word. Die skraping laat 'n fiskale tekort van 75 miljard rand.
Parliament in accepting the fiscal framework made a condition that during the next 30 days I must focus on the proposal that are going to be submitted by a number of political parties. And I did exactly that in order to find revenue sources to replace the VAT. Came to the conclusion that we might well find some resources with additional revenue from SARS.
Die Forum for South Africa versoek intussen dat president Ramaphosa Koronwana verwyder en beskryf hom as onbevoeg. Die organisasie voer aan dat Koronwana se hantering van die voorgestelde BTW verhoging voor dit heeltemal geskraap is, dui op 'n gebrek aan kommer oor Armes.
As FOSA, we cannot allow the purse of the state to be in the hands of the clueless, fatigued and non-caring individuals. Therefore, FOSA calls on President Ramaphosa to replace Inogo Dongwane with someone who is fit to take charge of the government's purse on behalf of the citizen.
Dit dan die forum se Tebogo Mashilompane. Eskom sê fase 2 beerkrag wat gister ingestel is, is vir nou eers opgeskort. Dit volg na die herwinning van sowat 2000 megawatt se opwekkingsvermoë. Eskom se woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena.
Planned maintenance continues to ensure system readiness for increased winter demand to meet regulatory requirements and to ensure environmental compliance. Our team remains committed to restoring approximately 6,000 megawatts to service by next Tuesday.
Action is saying Ekurhuleni vra dat streng aanspreeklikheidsmaatreëls in die metro se energie en finansiële departemente ingestel word, dit weens teenstrydighede in die rekeningstelsel. Die metro se hoofinligtingbeampte is onlangs geskors, Philip Dollo van Action SA.
Action SA believes that the scope of the investigation should include all the three departments involved: ICT, energy and finance. As the departments responsible for service distribution and billing, they should explain why they failed to identify the discrepancies earlier.
En die selfoonmaatskappy MTN sê hy het onder 'n kiberaanval deurgeloop. Dit het persoonlike data van sommige klante in sekere sektore en markte blootgestel. MTN sê sy kernnetwerk, rekeningstelsel en finansiële dienste en infrastruktuur is steeds veilig. Hy voeg by dat die kiberaanval is by die polisie en die valke aangemeld. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus in Engels om 10 uur.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl.